We're talking with Heather Buckmaster from the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, we've got the Memorial Bombing Marathon this weekend in downtown Oklahoma City and throughout really the Oklahoma City area. This is an opportunity that the Beef Council is participating in as far as to interact with a lot of these runners, a lot of the folks that are here.
Yes, absolutely. The Oklahoma City Memorial Expo for the marathon, half marathon, 5K, the races essentially brings in a very diverse audience for us, and it's what we'd consider a very food and health-involved audience. They all have to come to the expo to pick up their packets, so it provides us an excellent opportunity to reach out to them, provide them great information about beef, tell the story about beef's protein, which is obviously very essential to building the muscles that the runners need. What I love about it is that you meet people from all over the country, because marathons listed as one of the top marathons to do in your life, and if you know, for marathon runners, and so it provides us, you know, excellent. I mean, we've talked to people from Maine, from New York City, from California that have come into the marathon, and when they see us there, the beef industry and the Beef Council, they're like, "Oh, you guys, you're the beef people. So tell us about it." And they're excited to kind of see that whole ranching side. They feel like they get to see the ranching side of it. We get to talk about how we raise beef, but at the same time, very importantly, we get to share that strong beef nutrition story with them, and we generally find it's just a perfect audience for us.
Seems like that this would be an audience that you really could influence or really have a positive story to share with them.
Absolutely. You know, it starts out on, especially on Saturday, we're going to be providing beef jerky, which is an excellent snack for runners like this. But more than anything, we're able to share our social media properties and talk to them about, you know, for instance, facts about beef. If they have questions about how we raise beef, we're also able to share with them beef. It's what's for dinner, and talk to them about our website and how they can find more information. It's just really a wonderful. You see, it's just a wonderful opportunity to reach out to people that are thinking about how they're living their lives and their health, and they're an audience that other people listen to. So if somebody's the type that's doing that kind of running, mm-hmm. and is that active, other people listen to them. So it's an influencer audience for us.